Did you girls have big party together? Birthday party?
We had lots of parties.
Sitting down next to Rosemary and her birthday. Yeah. Nice big cake. Five candles. Five candles, right?
Rosemary had a candle that was the shape of a number five.
Oh, so it was five.
That's what Michael had it when in Anchorage. Daddy just buy lots of balloons for Michael for his birthday.
Oh, how old are you? Are you five? 5 years old, like Sophia?
Michael's
3. You're 3 years old. Big boy. You're big boy.
He's going to be 4 next year.
Yeah. Let's see. This morning, we're not going to watch cartoons. We're going to tell stories. You guys know any good stories? Does anyone know a story? Sometimes mom and dad tell you stories. Sometimes.
My mom tells me stories, and then at night.
At night, yeah, before you go to bed, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So like from the book. It's from a book and read a nice story.
Did your dad tell you stories? Just
sometimes.
Fishing stories.
Yeah.
And whale stories about Moby Dick.
Yeah. Oh. Looks like we have more people joining.
This is more of Rosemary and Sophia's friends.
Good deal.
Come on over here, you can sit down on this bear skin if you want.
Come take a seat, boy.
And you can take your shoes off too if you want to. That way you can feel the bear skin with your feet.
Michael has a buddy now too.
Yeah. So this is Solomon.
Solomon.
And Ariel.
Good morning, Solomon. Good morning. Ariel.
Ariel,
yeah.
Oh, and you're 5 also? How did I know? I just saw you look like you're 5 years old. So, yeah, we're gonna try to tell stories this morning. And I was asking Sophia and Rosemary, Sophia, Ariel, Michael, Solomon. I'm Sperry. And if you want to say Aleutek, if you know my name in Aleutek, we say Hutka. Try say Hutka.
Hutka.
Ah. Make that noise. Hutka.
Hutka.
But don't spit it out to say Hutka. Hutka. We Hutka. I'm Hutka. Yeah. It's bit Solomon. You're Solomon. It's bit Michael. Micha. Unachoni Ariel. It's bit Amsuchia. Unachoni Rosemary. Malia. Bit Malia. So, okay, so I said stories.
So that was all in Aleutic? Because Sparrow can speak Aleutic? Did you learn Aleutic first when you were little?
No, I had to learn. I'm kind of mixed. I knew some little Aleutic. It was spoken. And more. Adeline and.
And more. What's your name?
Emma.
Emma. Hi, Emma. And is this your brother?
This is Lucas.
Maybe
we're late.
No, no problem.
Adeline.
I'll try to remember. The group is growing so big, I won't remember everyone's name, maybe. Adeline, are you 5 years old? How did I know? How did I know you're
5? We're preschool friends.
Oh, because you're... Oh, I see. You have same teacher?
All of our moms, we all did it preschool
together. Oh, I see. Oh. And how old is your sister's younger sister?
Two.
2 years old. Yeah. Adeline and Adeline and
Emma.
Good morning. So, I was asking these others, who's maybe mom and dad tell you stories sometimes before you go to bed? sometimes mom and dad tell you stories? Do they sometimes sing songs to you? Yeah, that's fun, huh?
My mom.
And in the morning you like to watch TV maybe? Sometimes.
I watch TV in the morning.
Yeah, cartoon. Yeah, Powerpuff and what else? Well, this morning we're not gonna have cartoons. Darn, gee whiz. This morning we're gonna try to tell stories. I'm gonna kuliangok with you guys. Tell stories, okay? Let's see, I'll try to remember one story that you might like. This was my favorite story I used to hear. Stories, my grandma used to tell me stories. Maybe when I was your size, up until maybe I was in high school. You know how big high school is? That's a ways away yet. You're gonna be in high school someday, and I hope you'll be able to hear stories when you're big also, not just little. Tell stories too. So I'll tell you a story. This is. You know, long time ago, people didn't live in house like we live today. It was different. You know what kind of houses they lived in? Does anyone know? Have an idea? There's an example of house over in the corner. We should go look at it. Let's go look. Let's go look at what kind of house they had long time ago. Go check it out. This is where the story takes place. The people lived in here. And one time there was a man, we'll go back to the other place. Huh? But before we go look at this, do you guys know what these are? Do you know what these are? What are these? What are they? What is this here? Who can tell? Who can tell me what this is? It's a lantern light, it gives light. So when you're camping, you could turn that light on and you could see in the forest. Forest light, yeah. And this here, this used to be their lights a long time ago. They didn't have lights like this. In these houses, they used this for their light. They put like candle, it was like a candle. That's how it is. They didn't have lights, the house was big. So let's go back. I'll try to finish the story. Who can make it quick? Quick. Uh-huh. So.
I need it.
Yeah, you're quick. Who else is quick? Hurry. And we have a new friend.
This is their friend, Rowan.
This is Rowan.
Rowan?
Rowan and her mother. His mother, Kathy.
So, now we remember, close our eyes and look at that house, what we saw in there. You see that house? Can you see fire in the middle of the house? And the smoke go up and there's a hole so the smoke goes out. You see it? You could open your eyes now. And let's look at fire in the middle. Say we're in the house right now. And fire in the middle. People cook. Here, what else could they do in the fire? Stay warm. They don't want to be cold, so they make fire.
Then go to bed.
Go to bed by the fire. And they stay, and the fire will have a smoke, right? Open fire, and the smoke, it'll get smoky in the house if we don't have a way for the smoke to go out. So what do we do? What could we do? Make a hole in the roof. And smoke will go out. So, maybe it's a little tricky, but imagine. So, there was one man, he was a good hunter. He could get all animals easily. He had no problem getting these animals. He would catch bears, he could catch seal. What other animals does some dads catch?
Fish.
Fish. It was no problem for him to catch fish. That was easy.
Birds.
And mom would make lots of soup with birds. Bird soup, fish soup, anything. This family ate real well. Another animal he was real good at hunting is a little squirrel. They call koehek in Aleutic. It wasn't easy for him. And one day he went out, it was fall time. You know what fall time is? What time of year? Fall comes just before winter. So if you go out in fall, you're gonna see will there be lots of flowers in fall time? Think about just before winter, no. Because everything's gonna die. The leaves will die, the flowers will die, and then snow will come, right? Right, winter, snow. And so anyways, he went out to go hunt, and he went to go get these squirrels in his traps. The trap grabbed that animal. And so he'd go where he left trap, and he'd get that animal, put it in his bag, and he'd walk around, get like that. And one trap he came on, he saw squirrel, but it was white. What color are squirrels usually?
Brown.
They're usually brown. This one was white. How come? Wow, this is neat.
Because the snow is cold.
Snow may be cold. It was white, so he said, I'm gonna take this home. He was so proud of it. Maybe I'll have a nice hat. And it'll be the only white hat in the village. Everyone else has brown hat, but my hat's gonna be white because I have this animal skin. And I'm gonna make a nice hat. So he put that in his bag and he started to walk back home. While he was walking home, something moving in his bag. And he looked, what's happening? And that squirrel put his head out from the bag and it jumped out and ran away. Oh, I can't let it go away from me. So he ran for that squirrel. He didn't want it to come. He didn't want it to run away. Come back, come on, you know. And that little squirrel went in the ground, in his home in the ground. What, you know what that man did? What do you think that man did? He wanted so bad. Shot him? He could have, but he didn't. He jumped in the hole also. That man went into the ground following that animal, little hole. When he got into the hole, he was inside that squirrel's house. There was lots of squirrels sitting like this, and the fire in the middle. They were in a house, like that house we looked at. And that man saw, it took him a while to see because it was dark in there. And his eyes had to see, you know, it's hard to see in the dark. All they had was those little lamp, like candle for a light. They didn't have electricity. Then he noticed where he was. This is not animals' house. This is like people. They live like people. That white squirrel was there and he was out of breath because he was running away, remember? And he was finally trying to breathe and then he said, that man over at the doorway, he saved my life.
Mommy.
If he didn't take me from the trap, I would still be there and I would die. But he saved me. What did that man do? He just stayed quiet. He didn't want to say anything. And he told his relatives, these other people in the house, he said, that man saved me. We should be thankful to him. What should we do? They said that white squirrel was their chief. He was their leader. And so they thought about him. They said, well, fall time, we saved all this food in the summer. We have lots of food. Would you eat with us? That's how we'll pay you, because we're so grateful. Thank you for taking him and saving our chief, our leader, kind of like teacher or president or something. And he said, yeah, sure. He saw that food and he got excited. And then they said, you'll spend one night with us too. How many of you spend a night with your friends? Who spent a night with your friend? No one here yet, huh? Not
a
lot.
I spent a night with Sophia one time.
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. So you go to stay with your friends and you play games and you sleep together and then in the morning wake up, have a breakfast and you go back home, right? Spend a night with your friends. So this hunter, he spent a night with these squirrels. And they said, let's eat first. And what do you think they ate? What kind of food do you think the squirrels eat?
Nuts.
Nuts?
Nuts.
Nuts. What else? What else could they eat?
Peanuts?
Peanuts, maybe. What else?
Fish.
Fish, Yeah. They eat Alotec kind food. What kind of Alotec food do we know? Fish. How many of you know dried fish? Like, it's tongue to dry and you eat it, it's good. How about berries? Lots of berries. All kinds of food. So they ate and ate and ate and ate and that hunter got full. Everyone was full. And they said, let's go to bed. Yeah, okay, let's go to bed. So he went to bed and he said, middle of the night, we have to wake you up, turn you on the other side. Okay, so he went to bed, everyone went to bed. And you know they didn't have beds a long time ago either. Not like we have bed, they just sleep on this like this. You went to sleep on the floor. And you went to bed and then middle of the night, they turned him to the other side. And he's turned around to the other side. He went back to sleep. Okay, thank you. Then when he woke up in the morning, he looked around. He said, nobody's in the house. What happened? Where's everybody? All these squirrels left me. Well, I'm going home. I'm just going to go home. So he got out of the house. Where was the house? He came out from the ground, right? Because he went into the ground, he came out of the ground. Then he looked around, he said, this is different. When I went into the house, it was things were dying and it was fall time, almost winter. But now it looks like it's almost summer. The flowers are trying to come up and the berries are trying to grow. And it's warmer, it's not so cold anymore. What happened?
It was spring.
Spring, yeah.
It was spring.
Spring. And so he said, I'm going home. He started to walk on the beach, and he saw two men in there. What's this?
A boat,
yeah. In their kayak boat. They were out in the water, and he said, hey, you guys, come get me. Take me back to home. And then those guys in the boat, they heard something. Someone's calling for us from somewhere. Who is it? They tried to listen for that. Hey, come get me. I'm over here, I'm on the beach. And then that man said, you hear that? Sounds like squirrels. Not you, not a man, sounds like an animal. Where's that animal? Where is it? We'll shoot it. We'll get it and take it home. Oh, it's on the beach, he said. It's on the beach, you see it over, not that way, this way. He doesn't pay attention. Forget it, I'll get it. So he put his arrow to that squirrel. And it was really that man. He said, no, don't get to me. When he put his hands up, he saw fur on him. And he saw nails, just like an animal, different. His hands were different. What happened? What happened to me? And he saw that they were trying to get him. So he ran away. I don't want to be. He seen he was. He turned into a
bear.
Bear, a squirrel. He turned into squirrel. Like he stayed with squirrels, remember? Yeah. But they looked like this, kind of like bear. But so he said, I don't want to be a squirrel in here, ran away to save his life, right? And what that man didn't understand is he said when he spent one night with these squirrels, it means all winter. One night to the squirrels is all winter. And so that's how the man turned into squirrel. Crazy, huh? Can you see a man turn to a squirrel? They said it happened. Who knows? Maybe we'll see it in a cartoon someday. I don't know. Yeah. Then there's one more story. You might understand the story easier. Hi. We have another one. This is Weenak. I don't know. Valerie. This is Valerie. You guys know Valerie?
No, I don't know Valerie.
This is my cousin Valerie. Little cousin Valerie. Tamai. Tamai. I don't sit on a book. So here's another story. This one is about the geese, the goose. What's a goose?
A duck.
Big duck, yeah, a duck. So a big duck and a crow.
Beak.
Huh?
An orange beak.
Orange beak, yeah. Duck. Big goose has orange beak and what are these?
Wings.
Wings, wings. And they go back, 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 right? And they shoot up into the air and fly around. Back, back, back. Have you seen the ducks fly before? Ducks. Big ducks. And then there was a little crow. What color are crows?
Black.
Black. All black. Do they have orange beak? Does crow have orange beak? Sophia, duck, goose has orange beak, right?
Yeah.
Does a crow have orange beak?
Yeah.
No, they're all black. So the, and is crow big? Is a crow big? No, they're kind of small, maybe about this big, huh? And goose is about that big. So put them up like this. Goose?
Goose.
And show me how about how tall crow. 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 Goose?
Crow.
Crow. Alotek would say, Demengek, 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 kanitisak.
Kanitisak.
Show me demengek. Demengek. Ada, let's hear you say demengek. Demengek. Kanitisak.
Kanitisak.
Kanitisak. Sali, again. Kanitisak.
Kanitisak.
Okay, and I won't show you now. You gotta tell me. Show me what. Kanitisak. You're right. Is this right? Show me tengmek. Tengmek, ah, tall, they're big. Kanitisak. Kanitisak. Tricky. Yeah, so here is all the tengmeks. Tengmeks. All the tengmeks, there was maybe five of them. And they had a sister. And they wanted her to have a good husband. Who could be our husband? Who's a good husband for our sister? Who do you think they asked? Who do you think they asked? Kanitisak. So these tumungaks, they went to Kanitisak. They said, would you marry our sister? They asked the crow, can you be our brother-in-law? Can you marry our sister? You'll be her husband. And the crow said, yeah, I would love it. Cool, thank you for asking me. She's pretty, I like her. and then they said, okay, well, since you marry our sister, you're with our family now. So when we leave in winter, you have to go with us. And where we go, it's far away. We don't stay here in winter time. We leave, it's too cold for us. Okay, I'll follow you guys. Because I want to be with your family. And so time for them to leave, and the geese start to fly. They started to go far away. And the geese were flying like a V. They were all flying together. All together. In a nice line. Just like if you go from gym, PE, to cafeteria to eat. Or maybe to classroom. Do you guys go in a big line together with your class?
Line up.
Do you guys line up?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes
you line up.
Sometimes.
And when you're in line, can you run around anywhere?
No.
No, you gotta stay in line, right? Maybe someone gets to be leader, right? Someone gets to be leader and everyone has to stay in line. They can't run around. That's what teacher says, right? That's how these stimmets, that's how they flew. They stood in line. Flying far away. But Crow, he didn't listen. He didn't stay in line. He wanted to show everyone, I'm strong and I could fly real good and I could fly, twirl in the air. You guys are just do this. That's all you guys do. I'm better. I go all over like this and I'm fast too. And he ran ahead of the line. Are we allowed to do that in line? No, we have to stay in line. Try to stay in line. But Crow didn't listen. He was being show off. He was trying to show off. And then they tell him, you should get in line like us because you're gonna get tired. We're going far away. And you're gonna get tired if you just run around like that. Ah, you guys don't know what you're saying. I'm strong, I could do this. Let him, okay, let him. And they kept going. Then they went down to rest. Because they got tired from flying for a long time and they found nice green grass and they were eating the grass and it's good. It's important to eat, right? Eat food like breakfast, lunch, dinner. How come? Why do we eat? For what? To become desserts, to become strong, right? We want to be strong. Because if we don't eat, and if we don't eat the right food, like our vegetables and the food mom and dad make for us, then we wouldn't be so strong. So these ducks were trying to eat their food to be strong because they wanted to fly far. And do you think Raven or Crow came down to eat? Do you think he came? No. He said, I'm strong, I don't need to eat, and you guys are weak and you have to eat, not me. Come down, come eat. No, you guys are crazy. I don't like grass, to eat grass anymore. I want candy only. And then so they say, okay, let him. We're not going to tell him anymore. He doesn't listen. He doesn't listen. He thinks he'll be strong enough, but we're going far. And so they went up and they started to fly again. They got in a line, and they were flying again. And the raven was going round and round. Finally, he started to get tired. He said, I should have took a break. I should have had something to eat because I'm tired. He was thinking to himself. He didn't say it. Didn't tell them. I should have took a nap. I should have rested a little bit. When they told me it's time to nap, I didn't. Oh, why didn't I? Because I'm tired now. And so they were flying. And then Crow got slow and then he just fell to the ground. Just like a rock, just fall to the ground. He couldn't go anymore. I'm tired, forget it. So he fell down. And those ducks, what do you think they said to him? What did they say to him? Said, you didn't listen. We told you we're going far. You need to stay in line. You need to eat. You need to rest. So you can be strong to go where we're going. So they left him. And the geese went for it. That's why Crow stays here in winter and the geese leave us. That's why we see crows here in winter. Do we see geese in winter? No, they leave us. So these are some Aleut, old Aleut stories. Lots of Aleut stories. You have to think of outside. You have to think of animals. Maybe you want to think of forest, trees. What else is outside? What are the outside things in the nature?
bears.
If you walked outside, would you see bears are outside? Yeah. Would you see these outside if you were walking on the beach? No, you would see round and hard. What are those?
Rocks.
And if you saw lots of rocks, what else? The water. What do you call that big water?
Ocean.
And the oceans, when it goes like this, what's that?
Waves.
And up above you is what? More water? We breathe it. We need to breathe it. The sky and air, right? What's in the sky and in the air? We have a... What do we see during the day?
Sun.
And at night we see the
moon.
Sometimes we also see these little dots, and those are
stars.
And sometimes we see something that's shaped like this. What's that? It has all different colors. It's real pretty.
Rainbow.
What else do we see? Sometimes they're real fluffy and they look like what? Like they're white and they look like kind of cotton balls.
Clouds.
And from clouds you get this little water that comes down.
Rains
on us, yeah. Somebody else. What about in winter when it comes down? What's that?
Snow.
And with the snow, when it gets so big, we make a snow?
Man.
So these are all things outside. Can we make snowman inside?
No.
Can we make snowman here? No, we don't make inside. Outside. That's silly. Snowman inside. Yeah, so we're talking stories about outside. We should be outside maybe, huh? Be easier for us. So, what I want to do is do some songs, sing some songs in Aleut. What Aleut words do you know? What words in Aleut do you know? Do you know Aleut words maybe? We know. You know Aleut word? Aleutek? That's a question. How do you say hi?
Hi.
I don't know. It's done.
Tamai
means hi. Try say tamai.
Tamai.
Next time you see your friend, you can say, instead of saying hi, you'll say tamai. Tamai, good to see you. And you might give him a hug. You might shake their hand. You must just bow. Tamai. And you have a smile on your face, right? When you see your friends, you're happy usually.
I have friends.
Lots of friends? You guys have lots of friends, huh? Yeah, it's nice to have friends. So, Aleutek song. Let's try Aleutek song. Amerlok, what kind of Aleutek song do they do in preschool? Like a little kid's song. Winak, you know some? Do you remember? Like what one? Let's try counting a little bit. How about that? Ready? This is how we say one. Right, in English, right? One. Two. Three. Four. Five. Again, one.
Two, three, four, five.
I don't hear you again. Ready? One. Show me one. Show me with your hands. One.
One.
Yes. Again.
Two.
Two. Five.
No.
Is this five?
No.
What is this?
Three. Four. Five.
Again, ready. One. Two. Three. Four. Five. One. Two. Three. Four. Five. Okay, now Aleutek. Who could do it in Aleutek? Let's see. Allingok. Try say Allingok.
Allingok.
Allingok. Maluk.
Maluk.
Pingaon.
Pingaon.
Staman.
Staman.
Dasiman.
Dasiman.
Asingok.
Asing.
Maluk.
Maluk.
Pingaon.
Pingaon.
Staman.
Staman.
Dasiman. Faster, Asingok. Maluk. Pingaon. Staman. Dasiman. Dasiman is how many?
Five.
Dasiman, ready? I'll sing. Asingok maluk pingaon alutit. Staman dasiman. Ahoinlin alutit. Mashongin ingalulin. Kulumoyan alutit. Kulin. What's kulin? Ten. Kulin aluting mozalgat. What's alutik? We are aluteks. We are people. 10 little aluteks. Kulin aluting mozalgat. Sali, again. Asing of malupingan aluting. Try say aluteks.
Aluteks.
So when I say aluteks, you'll say aluteks with me and I'll count, okay? Because it's hard to count, maybe. Ready? So. Asing of malupingan
aluteks.
Staman tasiman. Ahoinlin.
Aluteks.
Mashongin ingalulin. Kulumoyan.
Aluteks.
Kulin. Aluteks. Mozalgat. Try again. Asingok malupingan.
Aluteks.
Staman tasiman. Ahoinlin.
Aluteks.
Mashongin ingalulin. Kulumoyan.
Aluteks.
Kulin. Aluteks. Mozalgat. Now I'm gonna try and I want to hear you kids say aluteks. Scream aluteks.
Alutek.
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 Mom and dad usually say, be quiet, don't yell in the house. But we can yell here now. Okay? So, alutek.
Alutek.
Louder than me. Alutek.
Alutek.
Louder than me. Alutek. Good. Okay, ready. I'll count and you'll say
aluteks.
Loud. You gotta be loud though, okay?
Aluteks.
Staman tasiman ahoinlin.
Aluteks.
Mashongin ingalulin. Kulumoyan.
Aluteks.
Kulin aluteks. Mozalgat. See, we can make a song in alut. Pretty good. Tsutamuk tsali. There's lots of songs. There's lots of songs, huh? What songs do you know? Who can sing a song here? Who knows a song? From school, maybe. What song do you know? Your favorite song in school. Maybe I know it. Or maybe you'll teach me or you'll teach us. Favorite song. What's a good song in from school? What's a good song? Oh, you like that song? It makes you want to dance. And you want to be happy when you hear that song. What song? We have a song. Maybe I know it. You want to tell me into my ear? You want to tell me? What song do you think?
Sophia, do you know a song?
Who knows a song? Sophia.
Good at songs.
Yeah?
My song is
ABC. You guys know that song? I know it. Let's try sing it. Ready?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V,
B,
W, X, Y, and A.
What? Well, that's how it goes, right?
No.
That's how you sing it. How do you sing it?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z.
Z, Let's try again. I have to remember. Z comes at the very end. A comes in the beginning, very first letter, right? I can't mix them up. Okay, so A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z.
Now I know my ABCs. Next time won't you sing with me?
Yeah. You know how we sing it in Aleutic? If I can remember, I hope I can remember my alphabet in Aleut. We have Aleut alphabet too. It sounds like this. I forget. At aga. Does that sound like ABCs?
Yeah.
Sometimes I forget something, I just sing the song there and I know it all together.
Yeah. What's another one? Let's try to remember another one.
Another song?
Together.
Happy birthday?
Twinkle, twinkle.
And then when we sing Twinkle, Twinkle, we have this like this, like sparkling like that. Twinkle, twinkle, little star,
how I wonder what you are.
Up above the world so high,
like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are.
Hi, pretty good. We can have a choir. Travel all over the island, sing to all the kids.
Yeah.
Teach them our songs. We could maybe even sing an Aleut too. We could sing an Aleut. I don't know how to sing Twinkle, Twinkle Star in Aleut though. We'll have to think about it, how to sing it. But I'll sing it, I don't.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up the, how so high, like a diamond in the sky.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. I like that, huh? I'll sing Aleutic song. This is about making a good. No, I'll sing Navasta. Navasta tahi malga tahi ngo kogaloni in kemya matki loki. Navasta pangala kogaloni. Navasta tahi malga tahi ngo kogaloni in kemya matki loki. Navasta pangala kogaloni. Tuk tuk tukana, asate toka ari nakta. The lice, this bug is in the taking a bath and is singing and having fun splashing and washing himself in the bath. You know how it's fun to take a bath, right? He's singing and then he says, my belly button smells. My belly button isn't, so he has to wash it, right? So, Narasta tahi mura tahi mo waloni in kamia matri loki narasta ang la waloni tuk tuk tukana hata tzitoka ay nakta fu my belly button is smelly, I can wash it. So you've got to wash your smelly belly buttons. Don't have smelly belly buttons. Don't have smelly feet. And you, when you're in the bath, you've got to wash your feet, wash your
hair,
clean your ears, both ears, your neck, under your arms.
I don't have one.
You don't have one? Oh.
So
let's pretend to be taking a bath. What are you going to wash? Your face, maybe? What part are you going to wash when we sing? Who wants to wash their hair? Who will wash hair? We will. You have pretty hair. You can wash your hair, okay? Who's going to wash their knees? Who wants to wash? You'll wash your knees? Okay, make your knees nice and shiny. Scrub them real hard. Who's gonna wash their shoulders? You know what a soldier said? Well, show me your shoulders. Yeah, see, and you have just the right dress to, that we could see your shoulders. Mm-hmm. So you're going to wash real hard like that. What else? Who's going to wash their feet? Who's going to wash their feet? You want to wash your feet, guy? No? Who's going to wash their feet? What are you going to wash, Rosemary? What do you think would be a good thing to wash? Your nose? Or your ears? Or your hands?
Look. You get soap in your nose.
You yeah. You got careful not to get soap in here so you can close your nose and water what top top. So we're gonna pretend to take a bath. Weenock's gonna do her hair. Sophia's gonna do her shoulders. Rosemary, you wanna do your nose? Do your nose, pluck your nose. No. I forgot your name.
Adeline.
You're gonna do your
knees.
What are you gonna do, girl?
Into your hair.
Ariel, right? Ariel? Okay. You're gonna do your feet. Ariel's gonna have nice smelling feet. Everyone else gonna have stinky feet, but Ariel's gonna smell real good. What about you, girl? What will you wash? Emma, what do you want to wash? You want to wash your hands?
Or your hair?
No. You're going to wash your nose like Rosemary. Okay, good. You're going to have two clean noses, shoulders. And what are you going to wash, guys? What are you going to wash? You're going to wash your...
cheek?
What can you wash? You can wash your back. You want to wash your back or your belly? You're gonna have a nice shiny belly. That's good. Good. How about you? What will you wash? What are you gonna wash? No one wants to be dirty. We wanna clean, right? So we're gonna wash like crazy. You wash your hands. Huh? You'll do your hands. You and Mama, okay? So let's pretend to take a bath. I'll sing for you. And then remember, end of the song, I'll sing. My belly button is smelly button. So we'll wash our belly button in that. We'll all wash our belly buttons, okay? Ready?
Eating his toes.
Ooh, no good. Oh, Michael, what are you gonna wash? Michael, what are you gonna wash? I forgot about you, sorry. You can wash your eyebrows. Make them nice and soapy. Ready? So, take a bath time. Put soap on your hands. Make it nice and soapy. Shoulders, nose, hair, knees, feet. Nice small feet. Nose, belly.
Eyebrows.
And hands. Ready? Oh, what will I wash? What should I wash? Tell me.
Tell me.
I'll do my tummy. Like you. Ready? Me and you will do tummy, okay? Maybe it'll be clean. But we won't do belly button yet. Ready? So, Narastata, Amethyst, help me. Narastata, Rimalra, Scrapota, Ringo, show us shoulders. Naraloni, Inrimia, Matariloni, Narasta, Angla, Waraloni. Again. So we'll start with salt. Narasta ta rimalra ta rimo. Tell us what you're gonna do. Knees rogaloni. Show us. Scrub them hard in rim ya matri loki. Over their eyebrows and the belly and the hands. Tuch tuch tuchana. So let's go about the belly button.
I washed it all over my body.
Good, and we'll clean all over our body. And don't forget to wash your
belly
button.
I washed my feet. I washed my belly button and my feet.
Yeah, good, good. Now, let's see. What can we do in here? Do you
know? Wow.
wash our body, and then after we put towel and dry off, dry our hair, and we put clothes back on, and here we are. And brush our teeth, comb our hair.
Go to bed.
Go to bed. Listen to a story sometime and go to bed. Yeah. So, maybe this is it. Huh? Should we try to do one riddle or should we try? What do you think? How can we do this? Let's see. So what is this? You guys see this is a, what is it?
A
boat. You want to come touch the boat? Can they touch it?
Well, I think they're not supposed to. But they can touch that other stuff right there.
Oh, right here.
You could take it. There's some gut.
All right. We want to touch the boat. But this is a boat, huh? Who has a boat like this at home?
Daddy.
Your dad has a boat like that? Wow. Did dad put you in the boat?
No.
No, just only daddy, huh?
Dad.
Your dad? Oh. And then this is what right here. You can hardly see it. It says, what do you use when you're in the boat? You kind of roll the boat. It's called a...
No.
Paddle.
Paddle.
So the man is in his boat and he's going in the water paddle. What does this boat look like? It looks like something else. What could it look like? What do you think? Looks like what? Anyone have idea what it looks like? Does it look like a carrot?
No.
No, it doesn't look like carrot. How come? Carrot is what color?
Orange.
Orange. Is this orange?
No.
Huh? In a lagoon, yeah, you can paddle in a lagoon. So it doesn't look like a carrot. What could it look like? What? A bear? Does that look like a bear?
No.
Maybe. How about banana? You think it's maybe, who knows? Kind of look like banana, maybe. Long? How come it looks like banana? Why could I say it look like banana? Why?
Because it has that.
Because it's a tip, yeah, it has a tip on it. It's long and it's almost same color, almost. So this boat we call in Aleut, we call it kayak. He has a kayak. Yeah, I wish I had a kayak, but I don't have one. Maybe he'll let me borrow his. This is what kayak looks like inside. That's neat, huh? So in under this clothes, that's what it looks like. Kind of like the bones in our body, like skeleton, right? This is the boat's skeleton. The bones of the boat. Kind of interesting, huh? So that's it.
What's on the outside? What is it?
This one out here. This one must be seal skin, I hope. Could be a skin, animal skin, like this fur. Look, on this side, is there fur under here? Do you think? No, look, no fur. Just like that, no fur here.
And that's the seal skin with the fur on it?
And yeah, exactly. Yep, there we go. Now we can cut something. So this is the fur. Feel the fur. Let's touch the fur. Soft, huh? Soft and pretty. And this fur, this one is what animal?
A bear.
Bear. And this is a, who knows what this is?
Seal.
Seal, yeah, it's a seal. And this is the no fur side. And this is no fur, so no fur here.
So they take the fur off, or is the fur on the inside?
No fur comes off. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fur comes off. How do you explain it to me?
Yeah.
Pretty neat, huh?
Fur off, and then they use
Maybe someday you'll get to kayak like this, like Daddy, maybe. And you'll use an oar. And if someday someone will put a motor on their kayak, and they wouldn't do anything, just give gas. Speed away. And just think, water is right here to you. If when you're in a kayak, the water is right there. You could touch it. But when you're in a big boat, it's harder and we stay inside. So, is that good? Is it good? Yeah, maybe, yeah. Yep. Oh, that's it, huh? That's it. We could do some coloring and drawing. Someone, you're gonna lead coloring and drawing?
Okay. Gloria's gonna help us
draw. I hand it over. Someone's gonna do it.
Yeah.
Maybe we
could
draw pictures. Draw and then I can leave. I was just gonna help.
Maybe we could try to draw. Okay. What? Yeah. Well, let's say, what do you guys want to draw?
What do you
want to
draw?
What do you want to draw?
I like
a girl with a flower.
That's a good idea.
Go get pencils and paper.
So everybody can come up and get a pad.
Oh,
maybe I'll draw some.
Wow, everyone gets to
go ahead, Brent. We'll get from Stephanie. Thank you. Bring it over here and let's draw something fun.
You're welcome.
Let's open it up to the first page.
You're welcome.
I'm gonna draw a rabbit. This is a perfect place.
Yeah, here.
Next.
Let's open up the first page. Let's open. It's a nice flip book for you. Okay. Okay.
Pop the top off.
And those colored pencils. Aren't they beautiful?
Okay.
Michael's drawing too.
Oh, I need to start over again. I need to start over again. Emma, you need one? Oh, my sister needs one.
Did you get one?
Very colorful. What else?
Another one, right?
Okay.
beautiful colors. Yeah. Color cat.
Yeah, we're going to try. And another one?
How about you?
And another one.
What are you drawing?
Mama, is this supposed to be the bunny's smile?
Try it. See? Oh, it looks like a bag.
Put the mouth of the fish kind of.
fish, like a little fin. Okay, what does a shark have? Wow. Big teeth?
Yes. Very good.
Huh?
More than we
want.
draw some orange peripherals?
Huh?
Do you want to draw
some orange peripherals?
Not as far as possible.